This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Slow start on defense. We put the defense on the field for a reason, to set a tone, to quell the environment. Oftentimes it's difficult for offensive units to function at the early stages of a game in a hostile environment and things of that nature. That's why you put the defense on the grass. We didn't get the job done from that perspective. If nothing, we just intensified the environmental component of the matchup. We got to do a better job there. We can't warm up to the action. It really hadn't been us, but it was us defensively. I'm excited about getting that group out and in the stadium again. That's a responsibility that I expect them to embrace, man. We got a lot of veteran players, and whether they're new to us or not, we got a lot of veteran players on that unit that understand the importance of that. And so looking forward to giving them another opportunity.
Yeah, consider the environment not quelled when the defense gets absolutely shredded on the first possession, hot knife through butter with Anthony Richardson, who led two scoring drives, and then he handed it over to the greatest quarterback in human history, according to Mike Tomlin, Joe Flacco. The defense was atrocious for most of that game on Sunday. If you think otherwise, you didn't watch the game. And I look at Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette, who we have on every Friday at 8, and he did some deep diving on the stats, and he pulled this out in yesterday's Post-Gazette. Sports information systems, Doran, it's a way to chart things in the NFL. Steelers defense this year has given up 51 receptions on 57 passes for 591 yards and two touchdowns in the middle of the field. They're getting cooked in the middle of the field. Now, of those 591 yards, 158 of them were against the Colts. So do you look at this as a one-off? Carter went into some of the breakdowns, which we talked about the last 2 days. Like, there were obvious miscommunications with the defense. Was it more that, or is this a schematic issue with the Steelers D?
I think that it was the communication, and it can't be, well, you would hope that it's not a schematic issue because you would go in and fix the schematic issue.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you see that and there's miscommunication and there's breakdowns and there's a team that targets a certain area of the field or targets a certain player on your defense, you, as Terrell Austin or Mike Tomlin, you're getting paid a lot of money to fix those things. You set up this defense to kind of hide any wart that you would come across on an offense. And I think they did a good job of doing that with Patrick Queen. He's yet to really produce at a high level, as we expected to get that. But he was brought in to hide some of the things or stop some of the things offenses can do. So they're getting paid a lot of money. If it is a schematic issue or communication issue, like, you better get that fixed, and it better be fixed by today.
I'm with you. I don't think it's all schematics. Sometimes in the end, People hate to hear this. This is just a reality. Sometimes Peyton Wilson's going to have to cover a receiver in the slot.
Yeah.
That's football.
That's why the offensive coordinators get paid, is to get those matchups.
That's right, man. Now, we've seen it be very apparent what's happening. I remember a few years ago, the Steelers opened up against the Patriots, and Terrence Garvin had to run out to the boundary to cover Rob Gronkowski one-on-one. That's extreme. I may well have called a timeout in that circumstance, but it's going to happen from time to time. Your linebackers are going to have to cover people they don't want to cover. That's the league. And offensive coordinators, like you said, are hunting for those kinds of matchups. The reason why I do think it's mostly correctable, Beanie Bishop probably blew a coverage. I don't know the responsibilities, but that's what it looked like.
He was
supposed
to pass it off, yeah.
Yeah. And then the other one was a Peyton Wilson, where everyone's playing zone and then he played man. Looks like a Peyton Wilson issue. Two rookies making rookie mistakes on the road in week number 4. It's not my favorite. It costs a game, but learning experience. Young guys make mistakes. I can live with it. When older guys make mistakes, when veterans make mistakes, that's the kind of thing you go, is that going to be fixed? Or is right. that just who they are? But when a Peyton Wilson or a Beanie Bishop does it, that to me is not good. Couple of texts here at 412-928-9370 on Justin Fields. Don't read too much into garbage time stats. Need a better start. He dug the hole. Does Russ do that? There was not a single garbage time snap taken in this game. When you are driving at the end of the game in a 2-minute drill with a chance to tie the game or take the lead, that means the game has always been in the balance. Ipso facto, no garbage time.
No.
Hey, those three consecutive touchdown drives, it's not garbage time. They weren't down 45-10 and mounted a comeback and lose by 15 points.
Right.
That's garbage time. So come on now. Put some respect on Justin Fields. And then one more text. Doran, what is glazing?
And well, give me some context there.
That we are glazing Justin Fields, yet the defense is historically good. So why are we not criticizing Fields more?
That we are putting Fields on a pedestal. We're like bowing down to Fields. Glazing. There's another way that I could say it, but I can't say it on air.
Oh. Glazing. Here's the actual text I was trying to find. Glazing of Fields after 4 pedestrian starts while simultaneously crushing a defense that is off to an historic start is crazy. That from Nate. It's not a historic start. Through 3 games, it was a historic start. Now it's not. They're not even the number one defense in the league. You can't be on an historic pace if you're not even the best defense in the league. The 08 Steelers, best at everything. Hey, you're historic. 2000 Ravens, best at everything. 85 Bears, best at everything. You can't be a top 5 defense. You can't be the number 2 defense and be historically great unless the number 1 defense is also historically great, and that's not what we're seeing right now. So you can criticize the defense when they give up 27 points to Anthony Richardson and Joe Flacco. In fact, that's what we should all be doing yesterday, Monday, and today. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
And Tomlin even agrees with us for what that's worth. 412-928-9370. And then this one I think is especially for you, Doran. Not that I think he was talking to you this text, or I think you're referring to me. Texted in and said, I don't believe any defensive coordinator truly takes Justin seriously. I'd bet Wilson can make some alarms go off and give the Steelers a real spark. Do you think DCs are taking Justin seriously?
Yes. I think that, ask Jim Harbaugh, ask his defensive coordinator. I bet you they took him seriously. I bet you they take him seriously now. I bet you Raheem Morris takes Justin Fields a little bit seriously. I bet you Sean Payton takes him a little bit serious. I mean, even though that it wasn't a super statistical games against some of those teams, he won them football games, and you have to prepare for Justin Fields more than you prepare for Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson may be a better thrower of the football and may be more accurate and precise, but the legs thing always plays a factor. You create an extra gap, and you don't have enough guys to stop that. So I would take him seriously if I were Mike McCarthy's defensive coordinator, whoever that is now.
Well, I'm not comparing him to Lamar Jackson, okay? But you've said many times that that's the guy that keeps you awake more than any quarterback in football because of all that he brings to the table with his legs and his arm. Justin Fields isn't Lamar Jackson, but he's Lamar Jackson light.
Yep.
And I think he's a better passer, at least right now in the middle of the for
Russell
Wilson. And I think over 17 games, it would bear out that Russell Wilson's the more accurate passer. But through four games, only six passers in the league have been more accurate than Justin Fields. He has proven his doubters wrong, albeit only through a quarter of the season. He can't manage a game. Well, he's done that. He's not accurate. He's done that. He doesn't throw over the middle of the field. He's done that.
Turnovers.
Up until this game. And the fumbles, I think, are different than interceptions.
Interception turnovers.
Yeah, fumbles can be a little bit more fluky from time to time. He's checked all the boxes of the things that a lot of the national analysts would say he couldn't do. So, everyone on the text line, just relax. What? I don't want to do this. I'm going to do it. You know, we all bent over backwards to find the positives out of Kenny, and there were moments with Kenny. You know, late games, clutch moments. He won football games. He had a winning record, but the other stuff wasn't there. Justin Fields has done the other stuff, and he's 3-1.
I could see if they were, 1-3.
Yes. Like, yes.
It's a different conversation. Okay. Like, he would have something to do with that. But they're 3-1.
Because that was the other knock on Fields. Can't win. He's 10-28. Right. Well, maybe coaching has a lot to do with that. Maybe utilizing a guy correctly has a lot to do with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.